Welcome to the Insurrection Off-Ramp 2024 from an undisclosed location somewhere in the Great Northwest. Pat McCurdy, your host. And if you're in Arizona, welcome to 1864 as the Conservative Party takes a hold of the new anti-progressive label and moves their women's rights back before women could even vote. Women were property when their abortion law was made, thanks to His Holiness, Bible salesman, shoe salesman. What would you say if you had a supporter right now and wanted to explain how you really felt, His Holiness?
You're an irredeemably brain-dead idiot with shit for brains and a rotten and blackened heart. You are a waste of oxygen.
It's our understanding that Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Carrie Lake are going to be interviewed for the position of vice presidential running mate by you soon, His Holiness. And what exactly do you have as a litmus test for these ladies to make sure they're qualified to be your vice presidential running mate?
Grab them by the pussy.
What about Nikki Haley? I understand she's not even being considered. What happened there, His Holiness?
I did try and fuck.
That's fine, Your Holiness and ex-president, but what are you going to do if Melania or Barron comes in while you're conducting these interviews?
Throw them out!
Jury selection is underway for the Stormy Daniels hush money trial, and we just wondered what your take is on the whole thing.
Everything about it was disgraceful.
Ex-president and Bible salesman Donald J. Trump was asked if he felt miscarriages and abortions should involve some sort of punishment.
The answer is there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah, there has to be some form.
Just what kind of punishment do you think would be best for a woman in the need of medical attention due to a pregnancy?
Knock the crap out of them.
Your Holiness, we have just one more question about your fan base. If you could say anything you wanted to them today, what would you like to tell them? Who are these people in your base?
Communists, Marxists, fascists, and thugs that live like vermin within the confines of our country.
And finally, how does His Holiness feel about his chances in the upcoming election?
The election is being rigged by corrupt media pushing false allegations and outright lies.
We all remember the great old days of dedications and requests. Well, Stormy Daniels to Donald J. Trump, or the Reverend Trump, entitled Chain Gang.
I hear something saying. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, my, 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 my. My work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my. My work is so hard, oh, oh, my, 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 my. My work is so hard, oh,
Sam Cooke and Chain Gang. Special request from Stormy Daniels to the Reverend Donald J. Trump here on the off-ramp. We'll be right back after this word from the Lincoln Project.
Every election is a choice. And the choice this election is more important than any we've ever faced. America can choose to move forward or go backward to a time not long ago that almost broke us apart. Have so many already forgotten what the Trump years were? Chaos, corruption, ugliness, cruelty, violence, a wrecked economy, and over 500,000 dead Americans. That's the past that Trump's presidency brought, and it would be our future, too.
2024 is the final battle.
He's worse than ever, unstable and angry, petty and cruel, promising dictatorship
day one
and retribution.
I am your warrior. I am your justice.
Assuring his legions of unhinged fanatics that he is their instrument of vengeance. He's not even hiding it. And not one American can hide from it. This election is a choice. A choice between what has been and what could be.
Yeah, he's so f***ing stupid. I mean, look at the lame, inane things that he said. He's so stupid, he can't even say anything clever or smooth. He's a f***ing moron. But he's a scary one. And in all seriousness, and we know it here, people have to get out and vote and vote and vote and vote. Yeah. One time each.
Do you think he pretends to be dumber than he is to confuse people and
no.
make them think,
he's
no,
not,
you think he's
no. I don't think so.
Why do you think, I'm curious why you would guess that there's a big group of people in this country who believe that he cares about them?
I am totally dumbfounded, baffled by that. I can't understand it. And it's a thing that we've seen over decades and decades. And Tammy Faye and the other one.
Yes.
Same thing, you know. Give us your money, we're going to save you. Yeah, televangelist. It's just the same thing. And it's so obvious. I just don't understand. People could buy it. I just don't know. It's all an act in a certain way. It's all out of insecurity. He's deeply, deeply insecure. He is a malignant narcissist. He's a sociopsychopath. He's created some new language as far as describing somebody in his mental condition. It's so frightening and scary, and he's dangerous. We got to get rid of him.
Do you ever?
And shame on those Republicans that don't have the nerve, the balls to go after him. What do they tell their kids? What do they tell their grandkids later when it's written in history books what their role is and what they did, and they allowed him to do this. He's an outright f-ing criminal, and they're still buying it.
They're still buying it. It's really. I don't want him to take up your whole segment.
James, one thing that we haven't talked about, Adam Kinzinger. Last week raised a new issue, which I didn't think was possible, about Donald Trump. What's your take on it?
Well, you know, my take is this, that everything, and this will take a second, but this is my take. We do fact check boxes and we do big, long stories on Trump. And even thus far, we indict him, and its political effect on Trump is negligible. All right. I think that mocking him is very important because his supporters have such a deified view of him. And the two things that I'm big on is mocking him and talking about how he betrayed us. There's a big story in the Times today about all the China stuff, and buried in there is how much that his policies actually hurt consumers. You're not, the way to get at Trump is to say, we believed you. When you said you were going to take on China, we believed you. Don't criticize how they got there. Try to make them consider whether or not they want to stay there. And this stink story?
The stink story is Kinzinger said that he has body odor.
But yes, that is the story. And Adam, you know, this is a trained, militarily trained guy. Other people have said that. I think that we should have like airplanes flying banners over his rallies. I think people would show up with a clothespin on their nose. I think that, you know, why does he stink so much? Go to the Mayo Clinic and look at possible causes of body odor. They're mm-hmm. multitudinous. We need to know because sometimes body odor can certainly speak to incontinence, which is all possible in somebody that age, but it can speak to other underlying serious health issues. So I think we need to get a good sniff at this guy. And I think we should publicize the fact that people claim that he stinks. He smells bad. He's smelly. And I bet you there's some truth to it. And like any good detective, we got to find the origin of this bad smell. It depends, as we like to say. Well, you should go anytime you're around him. We used to do as kids. We'd put a clothespin, you know, on our nose. And we know Rudy has a propensity for public flatulence, multiple occasions of public flatulence. I don't think it's contagious, but maybe, you know, he caught COVID from Trump. So maybe Trump caught excessive flatulence from Rudy. I don't know, but these are questions that have to be posed. And we cannot say this is beneath us because when it comes to keeping Trump out the White House, like Michelle Obama says, when they go low, we go high. No, when they go low, we go low.
Point are the actions of a sitting president using lawfare and weaponization against his opponent for purposes of election interference considered illegal. I believe, as do various highly respected legal scholars, that crooked Joe Biden has long since crossed over that very sacred threshold. He is a criminal. He is a horrible president.
You are possibly the stupidest person I've ever met.
Now, I tell you, I'm all right now, but last week I was in rough shape, you know? I mean, last week I bought a Whirlpool for my bath. So far, I lost three of my best ships. Okay, last week, nothing went right. I bought a waterbed. There were two Cuban guys swimming in it looking for Florida. I tell you, people are nuts, you know? My dentist, too, another beauty of my dentist, he found a new way to hide his bad breath. He holds up his arms. I tell you, all I mean is wise guys. When I checked in a hotel, I asked the bellhop to handle my bag. He started to feel up my wife. I said to him, I said, hey, buddy, who told you could play around my wife? He said, everybody. I tell her, my wife, I can never relax, you know? I told her our kid is spoiled. She told me a lot of kids smell that way. She's a lousy cook, too. She can't cook at all. I leave dental floss in the kitchen, the roaches hang themselves. My wife, she don't go for me either. I'm not a good-looking guy. Well, Halloween, I open the front door, kids give me candy. Are you kidding? I know I'm ugly. My dog found out we look alike. He killed himself. Yeah, I was an ugly kid, too. My old man took me to the zoo. The guy at the gate thanked him for returning me. And I was a very ugly kid. Every time my old man wanted sex, my mother showed him my picture. He's a very ugly kid. In my sandbox, the cat kept covering me up all the time, you know? Well, when I was a kid, nobody was nice. I was 6 years old. I found out there's no such thing as Alpo baby food. I mean, nobody was nice. My mother never breastfed me. She told me she liked me as a friend. I mean, I had her rough. I told my old man I'm sick and tired of running around in circles. He got mad. He nailed down my other foot. I mean, that's a story of my life. No respect. I don't get no respect at all. Are you kidding? At all. Well, when I was born, the doctor told my mother I did all I could, but he pulled through anyway, you know? I mean, I don't get no respect from anyone. Well, last week, my house was on fire. My wife told the kids, be quiet, you wake up daddy. Hey, Hollywood. Okay, I'll see you now.
This weekend, Trump went crazy on social media. Sounds about normal, right? But this time, he was targeting the judges overseeing his criminal and civil trials, asking, how many judges do I have to endure before somebody steps in? Somebody steps in? To do what, Donald? To attack the judges? To kill them or their families? He told a violent mob that attacked the Capitol, be there, we'll be wild.
We're gonna walk down to the Capitol.
He told the Proud Boys to stand by.
Stand back and stand by.
He told us these were good people in Charlottesville.
Very fine people on both sides.
Now, he's putting the lives of these judges and their families in danger. He knows that his followers are just waiting for the signal. So when the attack comes, you'll know who ordered it. We've said that Donald Trump is corrupt. We've told you he's an authoritarian. We've said that he's dangerous, but we've never said he doesn't know exactly what he's doing.
We recently asked Stormy Daniels if she had anything she would like to say to Donald Trump or to His Holiness, as we call him, and here's what she had to say.
I hope you enjoy prison, you fat creep. Did you shit your pants again?
Thank you very much for joining us on the Insurrection Off-Ramp. Don't forget, tacos for breakfast, sleep in the streets, and live the good life. Pat McCurdy, until next time.
That's all, folks.